After the seminar on Saturday evening, August 8th, His Holiness gave a public talk on universal compassion and the current world crises to a large audience in Sanders Theatre.
Very good, then. Very comfortable, then. No need to stand, that's good. Anyway, this is the second time in this, I think, in the same hall. Speak something. So I deeply honored to speak once again here. Tonight I will speak as just a human being, not as a Tibetan or a Buddhist, just one human being. My motivation, I'm motivated that I'm speaking a simple, just a human being. And also I regard you also as a just, similar kind human being. Not beyond, beyond that, as a American or as a Westerner, these are forget it. At the moment, human to human. I speak from a human to human. Now we everyone, today we gathered one room as a living human being. We survived past, I think some people more than, 50, 60 years. In my own case, now more than 40 years. I think some younger one, more than 30 or 20 years since we survived or lived. Now our survive. This we happened because of our parents' kindness. When we were small, a few weeks or a few months, when parent discarded, if parent, no more concern our welfare, it's just question of survive, then today no more, we cannot survive. That is quite clear. And when our human being, this physical always changing, within second, time always is changing and changing. All the smallest is a particle of our physical, always changing. In a certain stage, the force of producing, healthy cell will reduce. Then we call the old age. I think I myself now, here, some white hair now coming. White is a mustache, yeah. Although I always pick up, so you cannot see. But here some white hair, and also last year, one my tooth already gone. So that means now I am reaching a stage which we call older. I'm older age. Now, today I'm still fitting. Now, when I reach my age, reach 70 or 80, 90, then I realize the importance of kindness of others. At that time, again, I heavily depend on others' kindness. our human life, the most important part, the beginning part, as well as the end part, these two within, I mean, in these two periods, actually experienced the kindness, value of kindness is something tremendous. So without kindness of other, we cannot survive. That is, I mean, there's no, I mean, no reason to prove, but it is something actual we can see, you see. So from, and you see, we in everyday life, daily life, if someone, you see, showing more kindness attitude towards, you see, others, we, everybody, including older, younger, you see, even including our, you see, small animals, small petty, pets, the kids, and small, you see, dogs. If someone really showing kindness and concerning and warm-hearted, even these small ones, these are very, you see, their intelligence power is very limited, yet they appreciate the kindness. So, you see, the real, the value of kindness is, I believe, limitless. As we human beings can produce that precious thing, the machine cannot produce that precious thing. So you see, we human beings, oh, we have brain, we have a heart. There's something like, you see, our parent gifted to us. So now, if we utilize our brain and heart in proper way, we can develop a kindness. That kindness, through kindness, we ourselves enjoy and retain peaceful and gain peace, mental peace and happiness, as well as others, including, you see, these small, I'd say, you see, small mammals, birds, also. So you see, the other, you see, your neighbors, as well as all these things, these animals also will appreciate and enjoy it. So, if we look, if we think these lines, then we can feel, we can convince that kindness is something most beautiful thing. Now, the enemy of the kindness is anger, hatred. Now, you see, it is very clear, through hatred, through anger, there's no possibility to achieve real happiness. Through hatred, you see, through anger, you will lose your own mental peace. As soon as anger comes, our mental peace, I'd say, disappear immediately. And with that, you see, the atmosphere, it will create an atmosphere such, you see, tense. Some kind of, you see, uneasiness, you see, atmosphere will create. So result, you see, you yourself lost peace, and your neighbor, your friend, including your own, you see, wife or husband or children, they also suffer. So therefore, you see, on family level, as well as national level, as well as international level, the hatred, anger is the real the troublemaker. Within family, through anger, we will lose our happiness. A new marriage at the beginning is very beautiful, very good, very smooth, very enjoy. After some time, trouble start. Same person, it's the same place. What is wrong? Now anger. You see. So if we let anger always brings, problem. Now on the national level, or the international level, now you see, at present moment, we have many, many problems. You see, present moment, through science and technology, we achieved many, many good things. But at the same time, due to our, you see, lack of mental advancement, I feel, you see, we have many, many problems, mainly due to our own human mind. You see, I usually call the man-made problem, the natural disaster we have to face. But you see, those problems which actually created, you see, by different ideology, different system, you see, different nation. Now, that problem actually man-made problem. So if we cultivated a different attitude towards our neighbor, towards others, I think we can solve many problems. Some problem may not arise. This is some problem we can easily solve. So therefore, you see, this moment, the cultivation of kindness or compassion and love is extremely important. Because through hatred, through anger, there's no hope, there's no possibility to achieve real world peace. It's a full hatred, it's a full anger, no question to achieve peace. Without inner peace, we cannot achieve real peace. Peace through strength, through force, I think short, temporary, we may gain, but for long run, it is no possibility, no hope. So peace can achieve only through, the peace of mind, mental peace. Now, you see, at the moment, you see, we have noble task, like disarmament, talking about this disarmament, and you see, control nuclear weapons. These are really, you see, necessary, the noble task.
Mm-hmm.
But these, you see, very difficult to achieve through hatred, through anger. Through kindness, through understanding, sameness of human being, I think there's more chance to achieve. So, I'm not talking as a religious person, but as a human being, it is quite clear the question of survival of mankind, I think, depend on kindness and love. And I usually call the love or kindness is something like universal religion. Whether you are a believer or non-believer, whether you are a particular faith and believe in particular faith or not, that's different. All are secondary. The main thing, we are human being. Every human being want happiness, do not want suffering. Now, every being has the right, equal right to be happy. Yeah. And every being has the right to get rid of suffering. So, you see, at the moment, it is very, very important to realize all human beings are, same human being, sameness, the oneness of all human beings. And even an enemy, we must respect as a human being. We must appreciate, their right. We must respect, as a human being. And cool down, our anger, our hatred, cool down. And respect, respect them. And with through kindness, through respect, we can talk. We can solve problem. This I believe. One of the human good quality is the power of judgment. If we lose mental peace, if we conquered by angry, then that moment the real potential or real the power of judgment no longer there. It is very, very important, to handle problem through cool labor,
mm-hmm.
without And it is true, there are certain point which, you see, temporary benefit and long run benefit. Conflict, mm-hmm. conflict or contradiction. You see, the two interests, the longer interest and temporary interest may be conflict. So I think, you see, today, this sort of is a problem, I think many problems, I think there. So now here, you see, it is very, very important to handle in such a way that solving the temporary problem at the same time should not side effect on long-term interest. So now all these things are, you see, mainly dependent on the is a practice of kindness. So this is my I think, you see, then another thing. Then in economy field, in political relations, you see, international relations, in many fields, I think the central central point, I think kindness. Understanding of humanity. With this motivation, with this feeling, I think we can solve problem more easily. That's one thing. Then I think some people feel, no, actually this is true, this is, I mean, something good, but yet it is impractical. I feel, yes, it is difficult. Sometimes, you see, if we look the world, almost, you see, you get sort of pessimism. Mm-hmm. But if you remain pessimism, really there is no hope. Despite these difficulties, you must remain hope. Now, for example, you see, there is no guarantee you will remain today. There's no guarantee that I'm not going to die tonight. Mm-hmm. There's no guarantee I will survive tomorrow. But I think, you see, more than 75, I will remain. So you see, on that basis, hoping, and on that basis, effort, making plan. Similarly, you see, despite these problems, we must have a hope and courageous determination to do, to make effort, overcome, you see, these problems. So in other words, you see, there is no other alternative, you see, through war, through suppression, through cheating, we cannot solve these problems. So therefore, the only other alternative is mutual understanding, mutual respect, mutual kindness. Right? So this is my general idea. And particularly, you see, this big country, this big continent, mm-hmm. you achieve very much in, material development. Now it is very, very important to combine the material development as well as mental development. If you go together, then you can use the material advancement in right way, in correct way. If we lose the respect of humanity, if we lose the value of humanity, value of human being, if human being become a sort of a slave of mission, then that is, it's dangerous, not good. So it is very important to go simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And also, you are a big nation. It's very important in this world. So how to say that? Now I think this is enough. Anyway, You say, anyway, you say, I'm hoping, you see, the people of this country, particularly from the younger generation, I think, you see, the, on the basis of kindness and clear understanding of humanity and with wisdom, I think will lead better prosperity, more harmony, more friendly world, to lead such such thing. This is, I'm hoping, and I will pray. Then, now I think it's my mind already exhausted. Though this is a place is quite cool. Otherwise, now you say. Anyway, this is, you see, my main message. These things, you see, through my own experience, the practice of love, practice of compassion and kindness is really helpful. Particularly when you go under, when you go through under difficult period, then most trustworthy friend is kindness and patience. You see, patience and kindness, no change under any circumstances. Some friend, you see, ordinary friend, under certain circumstances may change. Your expectation may not fulfill, right? But this inner wisdom and kindness and patience, these are really reliable friend when you pass through difficult period. Now, these gives you inner strength, determination, and with these quality, we will not fail. We will not fail.
Not fail.
Despite the problem, difficulties, you can, you can survive, and you can have the determination of challenging that problem. So, you see, practice of kindness is very, very valuable and very important. And in a way, it is difficult, but in a way, there is no need to philosophical, you see, problem. There is no need to logic. Just, you see, simply use our common sense, then we will know the importance of kindness. Now, this is my main message. Now, for this, the various spirituals, different spiritual system carry same message, same message. Now, you see, unity between various different religions is very, very important. Now, if we look various different religions, religious, philosophical things, then we will find there are many, many differences. But if we look the result of these different religions, we will know the same result. Now, for example, I always, you see, making example like Mother Teresa, in India, you see, Mother Teresa, like her. You see, from Buddhist viewpoint, she is real Bodhisattva, you see, practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
You see, helping, service are real Bodhisattva, you see, idle thing. So that result produced by Christian practice. So you see, we should look on result side, not on the philosophical side. You see, if the philosophical side, this is a big difference. In certain religion accept, you see, God theory, in certain religion do not accept that, and certain religion accept the self or soul, and certain religion accept selflessness, non-self, non-soul. If we look only that area, we feel, there's big differences. But forget these things. These are means. What is the real aim? The result is a good behavior. Good serviceman for mankind. Now, if we should look on the result side. then we can grow confidence or respect for other religion. But now it is the time, not argument. You see, argument, our past, so many centuries, you see, between different religion, argument, no end. You see, no good result. Now, you see, it is the time to unite and say, I would say, the mutual understanding, mutual respect, and mutual learning, then making common effort for mankind. Now, this is, I have good news that through my contact with other religious, I found the, many religious, had now this understanding or agree on this level, and our relation between various different religion now improving very encouragingly. It's a very good sign. Now this is one subject. Then the last, I will speak something about the Buddhist techniques, how to achieve the tolerance and kindness, these things. I think more philosophically. Now I will speak as usual through my own helper. You see, my English, though I think some people say, compare 79 and today, some people say my English slight improvement, but I don't know. Actually my training, or the real practice, the session of practice is just like this. This meeting, come forced to speak English. So that is the real, opportunity to practice. Anyway, now you see, this certain subject, my English completely failed. So I have to rely my help. Now that thing, Four Noble Truths.
In the Buddhist religion, there is a presentation of the Four Noble Truths. And with respect to the Four Noble Truths, there are two different explanations, one coarser and one subtler. Knowledge of the coarser interpretation of the Four Noble Truths can serve as an antidote to coarser forms of bad emotions. But knowledge of the merely of the coarser form of the Four Noble Truths cannot serve as an antidote to the subtler form of bad emotions.
So
then if one asks, what is the subtler presentation of the Four Noble Truths? The first truth is that of true sufferings, which in this case refer to the subtle forms of sufferings that are induced by the subtle conception, by the subtle form of ignorance, which is the conception that persons and phenomena exist in and of themselves. This ignorance is the subtle cause or source of suffering, the second noble truth, and the extinguishment of this kind of suffering and its causes is the subtle true cessation, and those path consciousnesses that bring about this cessation are the fourth noble truth, the true paths. When we generate any kind of bad emotion, this misconception of phenomena as existing in and of themselves acts to assist the generation of that bad emotion. In the text, there are various antidotes that are explained just for particular bad emotions. For instance, for desire or lust, one is to meditate on ugliness. For hatred, one is to cultivate love. As an antidote to ignorance, one is to cultivate an understanding of the many subdivisions of phenomena. But these only act as temporary antidotes which suppress those emotions. However, if one is able to make use of an antidote to this subtle form of ignorance, it can act as an antidote to all of these bad emotions. Thus, it's necessary to have the wisdom that realizes selflessness in order to increase the more favorable types of minds and in order to decrease the unfavorable types of consciousnesses. This wisdom that realizes emptiness or selflessness is not denying usual conventional phenomena. It's denying that these phenomena exist ultimately. Now, when we generate desire, for instance, when we generate desire or hatred, the misconception of that object as existing in and of itself acts as an aid in the generation of that desire or hatred. Thus, in this way, the wisdom consciousness that realizes the absence of this kind of inherent existence acts as a counteragent to these unfavorable types of minds, whereby it acts as an aid to generating favorable types.
So you see, it is very important to practice. When you practice, you see, the moral ethical side as well as the wisdom side combined. The wisdom practice will help the ethical side practice, and the ethical side practice will help the wisdom side practice. So go together as
method and wisdom.
So through that way, we can achieve the real, the real kindness. That means the kindness based on reason, backing by logic, backing by wisdom.